Please join me in prayer. O gracious and holy Father, give us wisdom to perceive you, diligence to seek you, eyes to behold you, a heart to meditate upon you, and a life to proclaim you through the power of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. So it seems like I'm going to have a lot of questions within this sermon today, so just bear with me. There's no test afterwards, I promise. So I start with, what does it mean to have hope? And before diving into this question, we first need to go back to see what direction it is coming from. Is it coming from within or outside of ourselves, or is it a bi-directional flowing? At the initial glance, it seems to be pointing to our faith and asking, does it produce peace within us? The second glance we take seems that this thread is connected with grace. At our third glance, it seems to be connected to our ability to endure what is in front of us, helping us to unravel the string to get a better idea of where it begins and ends. Pausing to take a look at what is being presented today, I encourage us to understand that we are complex individuals and to have an awareness of what we are bringing with us today. Each of us may be coming to church disjointed by the events taking place within our country, within our state, within our own lives that we cannot control. We might also be having a difficult Father's Day, because we mourn the men who have helped guide us or shape us into who we are today that have might have passed, along with those that we cannot celebrate with because they live far away or because of a broken relationship or the heartaches that we experience from some. All these emotions might make us recalibrate our frame of mind, and then focusing on our ever-growing understanding and our relationship with God, exampled through the Holy Spirit and the desired relationship that God wants with us. A relationship, at the initial glance, of our faith produces peace, and it can be complicated as we unwind the string that is full of knots, then to rewind it around us to be looked out. Then we can take a look at the next knot until the string looks back to its original form, full of faith, full of peace, and full of grace and hope. The process of unwinding the knots help us to discover that our relationship with God doesn't need to be complicated. Instead of increasing, it increases our insight that the love poured out isn't conditional to where we are spiritually, but the same amount has been given to all, which is endless. We can figure out, with using this process of unwinding the knots, of which way it flows, where the faith that we have, the peace, the grace, is, where is it at during our suffering, that it causes our endurance, our character, and hope to develop. It is pointing out to this justification by faith given to all by Christ, something that Luther fought against in the early church and has transferred that understanding into us, that we are justified. And it encourages us within the message that each of us have this access to these gifts being talked about in Romans 5. In a commentary I read for this, it said that Romans 5 brings a message of hope and encouragement, asserting the benefits of the justification through faith. It emphasizes the triumphant power of God's love, which grants us that peace, hope, and grace that helps us. And despite the reality of sin that was started with Adam, we can find solace in the abundance of God's grace through the gifts of righteousness in Jesus Christ. Using Paul to start by highlighting this justification by faith grants peace with God through our relationship with Jesus Christ. When working the knots, releasing that restriction to the gifts of grace in which we have a firm foundation to stand and our inherent hope in the glory of God. beginning to see where it is interconnected with our hope. Hope that calls us to rejoice because we cannot contain it. This hope that is bursting inside of us during our most difficult life circumstances or events that we may face, helping us in our suffering to have faith to endure. Endurance, which is a word I love, that we are given as we face those things that we suffer with. Because Christ has suffered for us, and Christ endured and overcame the trials and tribulations that you may have faced, giving to us the assurance that we will not be forgotten or shunned by God because we are so closely tied into grace. The amazing grace that frees us from our burdens. Grace that is amazing because it is given to us freely because of our relationship with Christ and all that was done on our behalf. Grace that pours from the righteousness of Christ that we too have received. Opening ourselves up to receive these gifts that we are able to have because of our justification, because of our faith. Faith that is tied to the assurances and to help loosen the knots to reveal God's peace within us. Peace that we can pray for when life is seemingly spinning out of control. Peace that absorbs into our bones and into our souls, helping the mightiest obstacle turn into manageable. Taking us to the final unraveling of this knot, which is God's love for us being poured out. God's love that is far greater and far wider than our comprehension. It's love that takes possession of us, shoring us up and empowering us to overcome those obstacles. It is a radical love that God is demonstrating through all the ways it has been given to us and shown and revealed. It is reflected from our past and what is currently flowing in us now. When we think of God's love being poured out, it can become and be seen as an act of love. Love that never ends and gives us that hope to strive with endurance through the sufferings that we have faced, that we are facing or will face because of the brokenness in this world. It does not mean that we will never suffer again, but it gives us that ability to be authentic in our suffering, giving us new perspectives to share, perhaps, with others who may be facing similar challenges. So the next question, how does this impact us? It impacts us because we've been given hope. Hope that through our connection with God and that love that pours within us. Hope that lives within us because it has been gifted to all from God. God who was with us since the beginning and has had a hand in building our foundation. Hope that spreads out, causing us to rejoice because we have the assurance and eternal blessing that lives within us. So please join me in prayer as I say this prayer for all of us. Gracious God, I pray that this message from Paul gives us encouragement when we find ourselves in time of difficulty and unwelcome change. I pray that it draws us closer in community with one another, lifting up our voices in prayer for one another. I pray that we will be able to draw hope and to live in hope of the promises given to us in our relationship with God the Father, Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit, allowing each part of the Trinity to be seen within our lives, and to open our hearts wide open to feel God's love being poured into us, no matter how crazy, difficult, discouraging, and sad our lives may be, and to be able to live it within that revelation of these gifts that are part of life that we find ourselves in. I give thanks for celebrating our relationships with one another, and honoring the lives of those fathers, grandfathers, uncles, stepfathers, and all those men by choice who have shared your love with others. I pray, Lord, that we can be an example to others, revealing our hope in God to all who are searching, who are wounded, and without hope. And I pray that you remove the knots that may be slowing the flow of God's love, of your love, to be poured into us. And all these things I ask in your gracious name. Amen.